I am here to tell you today that your problem is usually not actually your problem. Okay. Usually what you think is your problem is a symptom of the actual problem. Okay. This happens in real estate all the time. We're like, oh, well, I'm not getting any listings. We think that's the problem. Well, is it? Or are you not getting any listings because it's a symptom of the actual problem? It's time to get on the couch. Okay. It's time to kick your feet up, get on Dr. Dustin's shrink couch today. It's time to talk about some shit.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 197. Damn. Of the Massive Agent Podcast. Still, every time I say that, you know, we're creeping up on 200, it's crazy to hear out loud. Welcome to the show. My name is Dustin Brome, your host. I'm a realtor in Salt Lake City, and I am the founder of the Massive Agent Society. And and today I'm actually playing doctor. I'm your shrink, okay? Because we're going to talk about your problems and you know, childhood issues. Yeah, I joke about that, but I'll tell you a story about something that came out this weekend that just boggled my mind, but explained so much. So, guys, we're going to talk about how the problems that you think you have are not really your problems. There's a deeper source or a deeper cause, and what you think is your problem is actually a symptom of the problem. Sometimes it's a symptom of a symptom of a problem. And, you know, like, oh, you're not getting any listings, or how come I'm only converting 1 out of 5 listing presentations, or how come my offers aren't being accepted? You know, all these different things. You think that those are the problems, but there's a reason why. There's another issue that's happening. Sometimes it's internal. Sometimes it's just something you don't know yet. Something you haven't considered. Maybe you just need some new skills, but the problem is not the problem. And once you realize that, then you can start looking for what is the actual problem. And that's where growth happens. That's where you start to fix this shit. Okay. So I hope you're comfortable. I hope you kick off your shoes, lay back there on my little shrink couch, if you will. Don't do this while you're driving. I don't recommend that. That's dangerous. So don't be stupid. But if you're not driving and you're not being stupid, then let's do this. So this weekend, the last 4 days, I've been at a what's called Upgrade Master Practitioner Mental Reprogramming Training, and it's the second event, the second training I've gone to through the Upgrade program, and just mind-boggling stuff. Learning how to talk to yourself the right way, learning how to talk to others and communicate and sell in more effective ways. I mean, that would be... Don't you agree? That'd be a pretty nice skill to have, right? If you could be more persuasive in your language, even subliminally, not in some weird, like, you know, tricking people way, but in a way that serves others. But there's so much to being a master of your mind, so to speak, which sounds crazy. But I've learned a lot. And so this weekend, I'm thinking, okay, my problem is procrastination, you know. For example, and I'm going to be totally transparent here, and I'll kind of tell you a little bit about this. I'm like, okay, I tend to distract myself with, you know, messages on social media or watching stories or clearing notifications or checking emails or whatever, or even posting stuff on social. I'll do that because I can easily justify that I need to, but then I'll avoid doing what really should have been my top priorities for the day. And so then I don't make nearly as much progress as I should. And so I thought, okay, that's my problem. And as we went through this exercise, it took about 45 minutes to an hour, just a bunch of questions that I had to answer, but questions that really stretched my my conscious mind. You know, like you get to a certain point, you're like, I don't even know the answer to that, but you do, you know? Anyways, I found that I was procrastinating because of some weird fear that I had when I was a kid, and it was scarcity. It was a fear around, you know, scarcity. What if we run out of money? What if whatever? And it doesn't even sound connected. And so I'm not going to go into it that much, but it's kind of personal with, you know, a thing that happened in my childhood, nothing traumatic, nothing like, you know, bad, just, you know, something that I interpreted at the time in a way that fucked me up, you know, 30 something years later. And it's just really interesting. So I say all that, and if you're confused, I get it. I was confused too. But I learned that the problem is not the problem. The problem you're having is a symptom of something else. And so once you can identify what that is, you don't have to go to one of these intense trainings to learn this stuff. I recommend it. Like if you're into investing in yourself and personal growth, there's nothing better that I'd spend my money on. But you don't need to. Okay, you can actually just say, okay, what am I struggling with? Okay, well I don't have enough business, or I'm not getting offers accepted, or, you know, sellers aren't hiring me, or I can't get listing. It seems that I'm not able to, or up to this point, I have not gotten luxury listings. They're choosing somebody else. Well, that's a symptom of something. Maybe you lack a certain belief. Maybe you have a scarcity mindset around certain things. Maybe you just need to learn some skills that you don't have yet, that once you learn those skills will unlock everything. You know, so it starts with just saying, okay, is my problem really my problem? And then think about, well, what could be causing that? Why is it that I'm not getting these listings? Why is it that my offers aren't being accepted? You know, what are the reasons? And it takes being really brutally honest with yourself and self-aware. You have to be self-aware, because if you're like, well, it doesn't make any sense because I'm the best realtor ever. Like, how could anyone not hire me? I do all the right things. I know all the things. Well, you're freaking delusional, if that's you, by the way. And oh, by the way, I've heard countless agents who really do believe, usually they're under 30, but usually these dipshits believe they are the best. And they're really the worst, but they think they're the best. Now, cool, good for them for having confidence, but when it's delusional confidence, that's not helpful. That's not serving you. So if that's you, if you have a certain level of delusional, unrealistic confidence that really you shouldn't, it's time to humble yourself a little bit. Have some freaking self-awareness, because that's how you grow. You really want to be the best. You really want to start getting listings. You really want to start converting these leads. You really want to start getting, 9 out of 10 offers accepted. Well, you have to really think about what are your shortcomings. And maybe your shortcoming is that inside you don't think that your offer is good enough. So that comes out subconsciously. And, you know, if you don't think that your offers are good enough, or if you don't think that you wrote a competitive offer, or you question your ability to creatively put a great offer together, and you're intimidated by the other offers or agents that are at the table in a multiple offer situation, that can cause you to, you know, subconsciously fuck it up. It sounds crazy, right? But it's absolutely reality. And as soon as you start to realize that, everything changes. Everything changes. Now, guys, I'm going to kill two birds with one stone right now, which I'm kind of excited to do. But I'm going to do this because this is relevant. Okay, this is an example of a way where you may think your problem is this, but it's really this. Okay. So when you may think, oh, I'm not converting any leads. That's my problem. Nobody wants to talk to me, or the leads suck. The leads are bad. Maybe my ads just aren't right. My ads suck. The leads suck. Everyone sucks because they're not responding to my messages. But what if that's just the symptom of you not having a great follow-up system in place? What if that's because your drip campaigns suck? What if that's because you don't have any system in place, and you only contact your leads a couple times, and if they don't respond, you're like, oh, that lead sucks. That's a bad lead. Well, you don't have any systems in place. Or maybe you're using some CRM that doesn't let you text. For God's sakes, what are you doing in the Stone Ages? Say hi to Fred and Wilma for me. I mean, if you can't text with your CRM, what the hell are you doing? I mean, that's what people open. I don't answer phone calls. I block unknown numbers. If you have an unknown number, I'm not answering your shit. It goes right to voicemail. I don't give a fuck who you are. If it's important, you'll leave a message. It's because I don't want distractions. I don't want interruptions. All right. So how many others are out there the same way? So if you're calling, if that's all you're doing, you're leaving a ton of money on the table and you're underserving those leads. You need a platform that can text for you, and you need it to happen automatically, because more than 50% of leads come in after 8 p.m. They come in after 8 p.m. and before 6 a.m., I believe. Maybe it's 7 a.m. But after hours, okay, when you should not be working. Hopefully you're not working. Hopefully you have some sort of life and some sort of, you know, balance there. I don't really believe in balance, but you know what I mean. You know, hopefully you're not working till midnight every damn night because, well, you don't need to. But you may think the leads suck or that your ads are bad or whatever, but you need a better tool. You need a better platform. So one of the CRMs that I absolutely recommend the most is Follow Up Boss. They have an incredible platform that's built for agents who want to scale. Okay, it's not just for drip campaigns. You can get drip campaigns anywhere. They have a great platform for texting and video and email and all the stuff to have amazing automatic follow-up so your leads aren't falling through the cracks. But more than that, they have business management tools, business management stuff that can help you scale and bring team members on and distribute leads amongst team members. And it's kind of a clue when most of the biggest, most productive teams out there in real estate are using Follow Up Boss. So why the hell aren't you? Okay. Why the hell aren't you? Well, they're going to take all of the pressure off and just let you try it for 30 days. If you go to their website, you're only going to get a 14-day free trial. Because you listen to this show, you get a 30-day free trial, but you have to use massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. Go through that link. No credit card required. So try it for 30 days. I don't know about you, but I love when companies are so confident in what they have to offer. They're like, you worry about the credit card later. Like, just try our product for a month. It's so awesome that you'll like it. And if not, we don't want your credit card anyways. It's not for you. How cool. So go get Follow Up Boss and try it out, because that could be one of those things you're missing, is great systems, great follow-up, tools for scaling your business, tools for growing. I mean, they have the best platform out there, all-inclusive, that I've ever seen. So maybe that's what you're missing. So what is your problem? You know, what? My voice cracked. That's fantastic. What am I, 16? I might feel 16. I'm not actually 16, so when my voice cracks, yeah, whatever. So what's your problem? Like, if you're driving right now, or if you're walking or working out or whatever, you're sitting at your desk, write down what it is you think your problem is. And then I want you to think about what could be causing that. Why do you think you have that problem? This is where the rubber meets the road, and this is where growth happens, and this is where it gets really freaking interesting. And if you can take that even a few steps deeper, here's the problem I think I have. Here's what I think is causing it. What's causing that? And you may get to this level where you have this, you know, something happened to you, or you have fear from something when you were 6 years old, or some scarcity that you know, you watched your parents struggle with money as a kid or whatever. So then that's preventing you from investing in yourself and investing in training and investing in platforms, investing back into your business because you want to hang on to the money. And then you're not growing. You know, if you're like, come on, I'm not growing. I sold 15 homes last year and I've only sold 18 this year, but my goal was to hit 30 or 40. Well, are you reinvesting back into the business, AKA back into yourself? Same thing, by the way. Are you, or are you holding on to that money in case you need it, in case you don't have a closing 3 months from now and you want to hold on to it? I've done that. I had a serious issue around money scarcity that was causing me to pay my bills late, which was hurting my credit. But I was doing that because I was worried I wouldn't have money if a month from now I had to buy groceries or some other thing came up, some unexpected thing. And so, again, guys, your problem is not your problem. And they're not unique to you. I promise you, if you sit down and write what you think your problem is and then ask what could be causing it, and then what could be causing that, and what could be causing that, you're going to have some serious breakthroughs, some really, really interesting, really powerful breakthroughs. And once you do and you fix your brain, that's what causes you to go to the next level. A lot of your brains right now aren't ready for the next level. They're not ready to reach the goal that you've set for yourselves. They're just not ready yet. Doesn't mean that they won't be. Doesn't mean that they can't be 2 hours from now. but you've got to do some work to fix your brains, to fix your thinking so that you can then power through. If you have a 20 deal per year mindset, you're not going to sell 100 deals per year because you're programmed for 20 deals a year. You change your programming, you increase the thermostat, if you will, from 20 deals a year to 100, and you think like someone and act like someone who sells 100 homes a year, guess what you're going to do? You're going to sell 100 homes a year because that's normal. You see how this works? You change your programming, your thermostat, if you will, and then the performance, the results are normal. It's what just naturally happens. So this is why when you're setting goals, don't worry so much about the how. Think about the why and the what. What is it that you want and why do you want it? And get super freaking vivid about imagining and visualizing what it is and why you want it. And the how reveals itself because you're changing your thermostat and then your subconscious mind and your conscious mind come together. I know we're getting deep as shit right now, but you're still on my couch. So this is what you're paying me for today, right? This is what our session is all about. We're getting deep. But your subconscious and your conscious mind come together and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I just sold 100 homes this year because it felt like I was doing what I should be doing because you changed your programming. You upgraded your mind. You upgraded your thinking. Absolutely incredible stuff, guys. So thank you for coming into Dr. Dustin's therapy session today. I joke, but this is real shit. It's simple, but it's deep. It's easy, but it's deep and powerful. It's easy if you'll actually do it. I appreciate you guys listening today. Please, please take action. And it, once you can reprogram your mind for hitting those higher levels, you will naturally get there. That's how it works, guys. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.